Hey everyone, you've tuned into another episode of Comedy History 101. We have a brand new episode for you today on the history of the world's oldest joke. And no, it's not take my wife, please. It goes back to the BC time, so we're talking old timey joke. But before we jump into the episode, please take some time to like, subscribe, and comment on iTunes. Just do it, please. Oh, I sound needy. And without further ado.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.
A lot of people think the oldest joke is about 4,000 years old and comes from Persia with the Sumerians. And that joke runs something to the effect that what is one thing that has never happened? A young bride has never farted in her husband's lap. That was regarded as very funny.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. And that, my friends, is constituted as the world's oldest joke. And, of course, you've tuned into another episode of
Comedy History 101.
Where we school you in comedy. I, of course, am Harmon Leon, and with me, of course, Scott Colonico. Scott, we've been off for a while. How are you?
I'm back, and Harmon, don't worry about me farting in your lap.
You mean the joke, which is one of the 10 oldest jokes, which dates back to somewhere around 2300 BC.
But you know what I'm curious about? I want to hear, actually, I'm curious as to how you would say fart in Sumerian.
Sumeria, though, that's now constituted as modern day Iraq,
yeah,
correct?
More or less, yes. Tigris and Euphrates.
Yeah, so as you guessed, today's episode is on the history of the world's oldest joke. The catalyst of this episode, Scott, we got a bad review from an irate listener on iTunes.
Oh, no.
What did he say?
What?
1 star.
Oh, no.
From a crooked Woody.
Oh, no.
Crooked Woody writes about our podcast, Comedy History 101, where we school you in comedy, available on Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you can get fine podcasts. He says, if you're looking for a legitimate history of comedy, look elsewhere. These guys see all comedy as applying to the present day. No questions asked.
Well, I mean, okay, in all fairness, Crooked Woody, I mean, I think kind of the point, and this is very much of a Harmon thing, which, you know, I'll go with, you're always like, how does this compare to present day? And that's kind of the idea.
Why this story now?
Yeah, exactly. So, Crooked Woody, thank you for your comment. Your criticism is hard.
Constructive criticism.
Constructive criticism, but that's kind
one
of...
One star.
That's kind
I'm
of.
I'm angry.
But that's kind of what we do, is we try to compare, you know, the comedy throughout history, you know, to the present day. So, I mean, we've done, dude, we how far back have we gone? We did Commedia dell'arte.
We did Frankie Faye,
yeah,
the first noted stand-up comedian in history, I mean, who was also a racist.
Yeah, and who else?
Mobbs Mabley.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is, you know, we're
she was playing the Apollo Theater in the 1920s.
Yeah, I mean, we're all over the place. We did the gallows humor.
Gallows humor dating back to as far as people were on the gallows.
Yeah, and the hook, the history of the hook.
The hook dating back to the Bowery District of New York City in vaudeville.
So, I mean, criticism accepted, Crooked Woody. But
Crooked Woody.
We beg to differ. We beg to differ. But thank you for listening. That's
yeah,
nice.
Thank you, Crooked Woody. But he's probably not listening now.
No, he's just
he's slamming the podcast door on us. Bam.
Oh, man, come
so,
back.
So basically, Crooked Woody, this is our fuck you to you. And again, I'm not trying to be like Trump and intimidate other people from commenting on iTunes, because we will take your suggestions and do episodes like we did with, I think, Shane Schmidt. He from Minnesota, he suggested that we do the history of traveling salesman jokes, and we did.
And those are kind of old.
Which is not present day.
No, it's not.
I hate Crooked Woody.
No, dude. Don't hate Crooked Woody, dude. we love Crooked Woody. We accept his criticism. His constructive criticism.
Well, Crooked. Well, how is Crooked Woody going to criticize this episode?
I wonder if that's a nickname for some.
Yeah, like Little Elvis.
Like Elvis.
Or was it Jumbo? Yeah, which you'll get that joke if you listen to our other podcast, This is the President.
Yes,
available on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher.
One of our many latest impeachment specials.
Yeah, so what is he going to say about this? Oh, is he going to say, so we're doing the history of the world's oldest joke, and actually we're doing like the history of a list that was compiled by... You're familiar with the television channel in the UK, Dave?
Oh, yeah, Dave TV. Yeah,
I think we both went to a party of theirs Edinburgh Festival one year.
Dave TV party.
So they commissioned or whatever, the University of Wolverhampton.
Yep.
Does that sound right?
That's where, the UK? What's his name? Robert Plant.
The X-Men?
Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin. That's his favorite team.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he give his team a whole lot of love? Bam! A whole lot of love. Bam!
It's right outside Birmingham.
Ah, home of Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne, see? There you go.
There you go. Go. So anyways, Dave TV contacted the University of Wolverham to compile a list of the 10 oldest jokes. So... what they came up with is the oldest joke. I believe this version, we said 2300, but it might date all the way back to 1900 BC, was the upfront bride farting into a husband's lap joke. That's what they were laughing at back at the day. Mm-hmm. So the study notes that this joke is almost the ancient equivalent of a well-known quip by actor John Barrymore. Interesting. So, it just shows the progression of jokes, which John Barrymore's joke, is he grandfather to Drew?
Yeah, he's in there somewhere to Nancy Reagan, Drew Barrymore, Mr. T.
So his modern day equivalent of the 19th century oldest joke in the world, or oldest, recorded joke in the world, was love is the delightful interval between meeting a beautiful girl and discovering that she looks like a haddock.
Mm, that's not very nice.
What is that? What?
It's a fish, dude.
No, I know it's a fish, but I don't really see that one joke is really who wrote that. I mean, because they both have words.
Yeah.
And they're both in like a joke format.
I don't know. All right.
So, Scott, let's sort of just do like the history or kind of do like a Passover service. We can each kind of go one for one on these jokes.
Right. Okay.
So,
all right. So what I have, Harmon, is the tale of the three ox drivers from Adab.
And where is Adab?
I have no idea. What you can Google why I tell the joke. You Google and I'll.
It must be modern day Michigan.
modern day Luxembourg. Okay, so dating back to 1200 BC, this joke is actually one of the first ones that they notice adheres to the rule of three, where it's just like you set up the joke. You know, you repeat the punchline, but you repeat the setup three times. You know, so that the audience gets it. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
You're sitting down. Okay.
Yeah. 1200 BC.
All right. Three ox drivers from Adab were thirsty. One owned the ox, the other owned the cow, and the other owned the wagon's load. The owner of the ox refused to get water because he found his ox would be eaten by because he feared his ox would be eaten by a lion. The owner of the cow refused because he thought his cow might wander off to the desert. The owner of the wagon refused because he feared his load would be stolen. So they all went. In their absence, the ox made love to the cow, which gave birth to a calf, which ate that wagon's load. Problem: who owns the calf?
ah, and then we laugh and laugh and laugh. So what?
That's like a word
problem. What do you take away from what was? I mean, that's kind of like, I guess, if you had the modern equivalent, but not present day Crooked Woody, is that that's kind of like a priest and an Irishman and a orangutan walk into a bar.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like one of those, like, where each one does something individually and the last one combines all the elements of that. So, again, I guess, you know, a modern day construction of kind of jokes that are being done to this day.
Yeah, that would be a long wait, though, if they had to wait for the calf to be born and then the calf to eat the wagon.
Yeah, but they're operating in a joke universe.
Oh, okay. So it's time.
So things get stretched. Okay. Well, what about the 1600 BC gag about pharaoh said to be King Snorfru, which comes in actually second. Okay. So the ox joke is the third oldest joke. Okay. This is actually the second oldest recorded joke.
Okay.
And it goes, how do you entertain a bored pharaoh? Scott?
I don't know, Harmon. How?
You sail a boatload of young women dressed only in fishnets down the Nile and urge the pharaoh to go catch a fish.
Ah, okay.
Ah,
it's very woke.
They weren't very woke back in 16 BC.
1600 BC.
Yeah. So the reason they know this is the oldest joke, this was actually featured on a Westcar papyrus. That's like one of those scrolly deals.
Papyrus,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, papyrus, yeah.
That's crazy, yeah. That was pretty good, Harmon, but I've got one here that's I smiled, maybe snickered at this one. Are you ready? Because this is the oldest British joke, which dates back to the 10th century. All right, and this reveals.
So just to put us into some perspective, what's going on in 10th century Britain at the time?
Okay, so let's see.
It's probably Old English. It's probably like said originally in Old English, which sounds to me like one of the podcasts that I really like is History of English, which is a linguistics podcast on the history of English language, is back in that day kind of really sounded like Scandinavian.
Yeah,
it's so like Old English to me.
Yeah, this is the Anglo-Saxons. So this is after the Norman invasion, and then the Anglo-Saxons came in and kind of took over from the Normans who were from France, which will all be tomorrow.
You're going to France tomorrow. To nice.
I will be in Normandy.
Yeah.
So the Normans.
The joke goes, only 400 years and we'll all be like walled up and bricked because of the plague.
That's not the joke. let me tell the joke.
1400s was the plague. So go ahead.
The oldest British joke dates back to the 10th century and reveals the bawdy face of the Anglo-Saxons. Are you ready?
I am.
I actually enjoyed this one. Okay. What hangs at a man's thigh and wants to poke the hole that has often been poked before?
I'll say a key?
You should have said.
Yeah, so again, if you put it into modern context, that's like the modern, bait and switch. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be dirty.
Yeah.
But here comes the punchline. It's actually clean.
Yeah.
Oh, Anglo-Saxons of the 10th century. But why don't I go from there and give you one of the UK's oldest one-liners, which is taken from England's earliest jest book, which was written 1526. So when was the Gutenberg press introduced? Just to put this into
14 something. I'm going to look. You read that. I'll Google that.
Ah, okay. So this was probably printed book.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for the one-liner?
I'm ready.
Can I read it in the style of Tommy Cooper?
Okay.
One of my favorite comedians of all time.
Okay, so Harmon, just before you go, so we're talking about a Gutenberg press was circa 1440. So, yes.
Okay, so this was printed away on the Gutenberg, this earliest jest book.
Yeah.
And just another footnote, the Canterbury Tales was one of the first printed books.
As was the Bible.
There you go. Which it could be also construed as the first humor book.
And it was bawdy.
Miller's Tale, kind of dirty.
Exactly.
Whoa, look out.
And that involves farts.
Put his butt out the window.
Yeah,
ha ha ha.
More fart humor. They like the fart humor.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back in the
they did. Okay, so here's the 1526 one-liner for you.
Read
in the style of Tommy Cooper from the earliest jest book in the UK, written 1526. When a boy was asked by the law to say his father's craft, the boy answered that his father was a crafty man of law. Z-z-z-a.
Yeah.
So I threw in the that's not written in it, but I threw in the Tommy Cooper. At the end.
I wonder if Woody Harrelson, what's his name?
Crooked Woody.
Think he's still with us?
I don't know. I don't think he's come back, dude. When we lose our listeners, I don't know if they come back and give us a second chance. So please subscribe, comment, and like us on iTunes.
Make up for Crooked Woody. Please.
Yeah, so anyways, the guy who wrote the report, Dr. Paul McDonald, senior lecturer at the University of Wolverhampton.
Yep, that's it.
Am I right? So he said his takeaway on these one-liners is jokes have varied over the years, with some taking the questions and answer format while others are witty proverbs or riddles. Okay, I guess he's define what jokes are.
Yeah,
he goes on to say, what they all share, however, is a willingness to deal with taboos and a degree of rebellion. So that's good. Like, jokes are always about rebellion and kind of, shocking, as you might have heard, like, say, in our episode we've done, Scott, on the history of dead baby jokes.
Oh, yeah, shocking.
A lot of taboo. A lot of shocking. Mm-hmm. So degree of rebellion, modern puns, Essex girls jokes, which we don't really know about in the States, but in the UK, you're familiar with what Essex girls jokes are.
Oh, we all are.
Yeah, and toilet humor can all be traced back to the very earliest jokes identified in this research. What is interesting about these ancient jokes is that they feature the same old stand-up comedy subjects, relationship, toilet humor, and sex jokes. The delivery may be different, but the subject matter hasn't changed a bit.
I mean, everybody.
Oh yeah, really?
Well, I don't know, but everybody still likes a good fart joke.
Yeah,
a fart gag.
So there's a couple other old jokes mentioned. Do you want to? I guess we could just quickly go through any of these. Take your pick, Scott.
Okay, so this one made me laugh just because it reminds.
And by the way, if you just tuned into the episode halfway through, which I don't know how you can actually do it because a lot of people download, when we're talking about old jokes, we're not talking about Henny Youngman, Take My Wife, Please.
No.
We're talking about 304 BC shit.
In this case, we're talking about Egyptian circa 1100 BC, Armin. And this one actually made
take that, Crooked Woody, of shit.
No, man, calm down. Don't go off of Crooked Woody, man. This one made me laugh because it reminded me of the scene in Goodfellas where Joe Pesci is trying to explain the joke that his mom told him in Italian.
Go ahead.
So think of that when I do the punchline here.
Do it in the style of Joe Pesci.
I'll do the end. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not even Joe Pesci. It's his mom telling the joke, right? Scorsese's mom. Anyway.
Martin Scorsese's mom. Mm-hmm.
A woman who is blind in one eye has been married to a man for 20 years. When he found another woman, he said to her, I shall divorce you because you are said to be blind in one eye. And she answered him, have you just discovered that after 20 years of marriage?
Egypt circa 1100 BC. Here's a cute one. You want to?
I like the Homer one. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is from 4th, 5th century AD, collected in the, what is it, Philogelus of Laughter Lover, the oldest jest book which was compiled in that time. I guess I would have to like hand scribe it back in the fifth century. Asked by a court barber how he wanted his haircut, the king replied, "In silence."
Ah, no, I like that.
Cute.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah. Well, I thought you were talking about this one, but I like this one. This is from Homer's The Odyssey, which dates from about 800 BC. It has to deal with the Cyclops, you know, the big scary one-eyed monster, yep. Right?
They ended up throwing a bit of timber into his eye and blinding him. Don't jump ahead.
Okay, here we go. Odysseus tells the Cyclops that his real name is Nobody. When Odysseus instructs his men to attack the Cyclops shouts, "Help! Nobody is attacking me!" So nobody comes to help.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. So this one also goes back the same year as my previous joke to the 4th, 5th century. Same dated to the Philogelos. Do you want to check out while I do the joke who that actually is?
Which one? Who?
Philogelos.
Which one do you do?
Who are the second from the bottom?
Okay.
It said dated to the Philogelos.
I will find out. You read ahead. I will find out who they are.
Okay. All right. And who should I do this in the style of?
Let's do it in the style.
Can I do it in the style of Johnny Carson?
Or Lenny Bruce.
Oh, just be really angry?
Yeah.
Or kind of pre-angry.
Let me hear you do a Bill Hicks.
Let me do Johnny Carson.
All right.
Wishing to teach his donkey not to eat, okay. A pendant did not offer him any food. When the donkey died of hunger, he said, "I've had a great loss." Just when he had learned not to eat, he died. All right, that's cute. They don't have to be all fart jokes.
Wow, this is
interesting. Some of these are cute.
This is like, to go back to our other criticism, you know what I'm going to say about this, Harmon. This is a whole nother episode.
Too soon?
Yeah, no. So the Philogelos is the oldest existing collection of jokes written in Greek in the 4th century AD. Wow, interesting.
Were they chiseled into a rock tablet?
No, they're written into papyrus, maybe. Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay. So that's interesting. There was a joke book back in the... Oh, interesting.
Well, people had a laugh.
Yeah, people had a laugh. Got a laugh. Okay.
And sometimes, though, back in history, emperors were kind of funny.
Yeah, let me hear. What do you got? What do you mean?
Case in point, Emperor Augustus, 63 BC to 14 AD, and this joke is accredited to him. Augustus was touring his empire and noticed a man in the crowd who bore a striking resemblance to himself. Intrigued, he asked, "Was your mother at one time in service at the palace?" "No, your highness," he replied, "but my father was."
Okay, that was pretty good.
Not very woke, though. No. Not very woke.
That's fine.
Scott, do you want to take us out of the episode with one final? Here.
So this one is an Egyptian joke dating from about 300 BC, stating, this is more of a statement. Man is even more eager to copulate than a donkey. His purse is what restrains him.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
those Egyptians.
You gotta pay for the baby donkeys. Okay.
So Scott, what is your takeaway on these world's oldest jokes?
Well, we're not done yet, Harmon. So we kind of have this one's actually kind of famous because it is the
riddle of the Sphinx.
The riddle of the Sphinx, dude. Why don't you go ahead and take us out with this?
From Oedipus. No, appears in Oedipus, Tyrannus, and first performed in 429 BC. What animal walks on 4 feet in the morning, 2 at noon, and 3 in the evening? Scott, any idea? You want to take a stab at that?
No, I'm not going to ruin your...
Otherwise, I won't let you pass.
I'm not going to ruin your jokes, dude. You let me hear the punchline.
Man.
Why is that?
He goes on all fours as a baby, on 2 feet as a man, and uses a cane in old age.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I don't know. It doesn't apply. What if you're using a Rascal scooter?
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. And so just to restate that joke, it would be what goes on, what animal walks on 4 feet in the morning, 2 at noon, and four wheels in the evening. Four motorized wheels in the evening.
So you got to make sure you charge overnight.
Yeah. So, Scott, what is your takeaway on these ancient jokes and the history of, the world's oldest recorded jokes? What have we learned? Have we changed any at all?
Harmon,
as joke slingers?
Are you trying to apply these jokes to the present day? No questions asked.
Is there no correlation at all between these
know,
and present day jokes?
Everybody likes a fart joke. Yeah, I think even Crooked Willie would agree with that. Everybody likes a good fart.
Crooked
joke.
Willie, as he listens to this in bed in a pile of his own filth.
Oh, Crooked Willie.
One star you, Crooked Willie.
One star your life,
buddy. Yeah. No, and so I guess that concludes. Yeah. You can revise that review,
yeah.
Crooked Willie.
Yeah, you could. You can come back.
Because I kind of don't think it gets any older of history of comedy than the world's oldest
jokes.
We've
gone back. But the problem is we saw it as related to the present day. So that I don't know if that's going to help.
Crooked Willie. I'm angrier.
he's going to write more reviews.
So I think that just about does it, Scott. And with that, it's time to plug away. Scott, what do you have to plug?
Oh, Harmon, man. Oh, that was good. As everybody knows and probably sure tired of hearing about, I wrote and produced a movie called Everything You Want to Know About Sudden Birth, But We're Afraid to Ask, that Harmon produced. We've had a great run. Started at Sundance this year. We're about to wrap that up. We'll be at the AFI Film Festival, Los Angeles, playing at the Chinese Theater, just saying, leaving that there, next week in Los Angeles.
What day next week?
I don't actually have the date in front of me, but it's like the starting AFI starts the week of the 18th, so just
show right, okay.
And we're showing a few times.
Yeah. And just had a good run at Doc NYC where I did the Q&A.
Yeah, and I'm about to head to France to show it tomorrow. So we had a good run.
Ooh la la.
Good run.
And possibly on a streaming platform in India.
Yes.
Which I had a meeting about.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. And for me, this Thursday, November 21st, 8 p.m., at the Red Room above the KGB Bar in New York City, I have my monthly show, Tale Storytelling, the best in New York City storytelling. We actually have Anthony Hayden Guest as one of our storytellers, who we've talked about his brother on this show, Christopher Guest, sorry. Yeah. So he will be telling some stories about the early days of New York City, along with 5 other performers. So cool. Please come on out to that.
All right, man. I think have we put One-Eyed Willie in his place?
One-Eyed little Jumbo Willie. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
So thanks a lot for tuning in, right. And bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.